fun. We're going to start with attendance. And our attendance question is favorite food.
No. What are plans for spring break?
What is the plan, guy?
We did.
We didn't, but
favorite snack food.
Favorite snack food. What can I start with?
What? Favorite snack food. Take it away, administrative
Senator
director.
Senator Boyden.
Favorite snack food.
Senator Carlson Sather.
That's like number one.
Senator Conroy. Senator Cook. Senator Dravani. Senator Hannon. Senator King. Senator Leininger.
Donuts.
Senator Olson. Senator Schugel. Senator Sullivan. Senator Ruiz. Senator Johnson.
Jesus.
Senator Menke.
Chocolate-covered popcorn.
Senator Jorgensen. Senator Smarillo.
Balls.
Senator Williamson. Senator Kamal. Okay, what's your favorite snack?
Pringles.
Public Relations Chair, Anderson.
Corn.
Controller Rashad.
Just depends on the
Parliamentarian Barnes.
Pretzels.
Health and Housing Chair, Baca. Diversity Chair, Abib.
Chips and Walk.
Finance Chair, Petros.
Gummy Bears.
Ombudsperson Doran. Student Academic Affairs Chair Concepcion. Technology Chair O'Neill.
Any leftovers?
Co-President Lamberty.
Chicken salsa.
President Alaskar.
Flower Patch Kids, but watermelon one.
Administrative Director Rinky.
Ice cream.
And Advisor Van Hecke.
Apples and caramel sauce.
And with that, we have quorum. We'll start off with the approval of the minutes. Does anybody have any discrepancies with this week's minutes? Not very many of them, but that we'll move to community comment. Does anybody from the community wish to comment? Any community comments? Seeing none, we'll move to our budget.
So we have one budget to currently review. It's a new club around campus called Rock Bottom Musicals.
I'm the president. I'm the co-president. One of my presidents, the one in class, and the other was working at campus safety. The representative. so, just want me to talk about it?
I'll talk about the budget first.
Okay.
So basically, they came forward. They want to put on a musical this upcoming spring. And the budget outlines all the related fees to put on such a musical, excluding production costs. They're still currently pretty straightforward. Any club-related questions, or I guess.
Do you have any questions? Senator Leininger.
What is your club or musical about?
Yeah, so what I noticed was lacking in the theater and dance department was that they only do a musical every other year. And when that comes around, students always love the production that they do or that they want to be a part of it. So what we did was we realized that students keep going into the theater and dance department being like, let's do this show, let's do this show. And they're always like, like, I never thought of like, you can rent spaces on campus. The Black Box is one of those spaces you can put on a show. And so what we are trying to do is put on low commitment, low budget musicals for students that might not regularly be involved in the theater and give them an opportunity to get on stage, get backstage, be in the pit, come do whatever. And this year we're not allowed to publicly announce it until we have this budget approved. We are not announced, advertised. We are putting on, hopefully, Merrily We Roll Along by Stephen Sondheim. It's a really great show. Excited. So, yeah.
More questions? The budget?
Yeah. And hopefully it'll continue. It's going to be an annual thing. Then next spring, we would carry on as a student organization.
What's the security fee?
So the security fee, that actually will be returned to students that an after production is burned, which is, or back to our budget and ask for them, I guess. Anyway. That is just so that way we don't damage the materials that we're given. So it's a deposit that says, this is what we're paying to you as long as we all the materials without pitching, marketing, whatever is pitching them, then they'll give that.
Any other questions? Budget. Seeing none, we'll move to discussion on the budget. Discussion on the budget.
It's actually having a conversation this week about the lack of musicals on campus, so sounds like a good idea. Yield.
Better cost than this added.
I think
there's a opportunity to
offer it for only real estate. It's more of a costing for type of Are you guys starting to buy stuff?
So, like props and things?
Yeah,
so... That was the thing that we were talking about in the budget meeting. As we are called rock bottom musicals, the whole goal is that it's like the way that we came up with the title is looking. We looked up synonyms for the word cheap, and essentially we're doing this with as little spending as possible. So this contract, it literally only covers the rights to the show. As far as like the actual production will go, we'll probably be wearing clothes that we already have, costs that we already have. If anything, it would be like a. Production costs like a something like that. So
my pretty much question was, do you guys have any places for the, whatever you'll buy, for example, light or something? Do you guys have a space to still this so you can use it next year?
Yeah. So the other thing is the theater and dance department is going to allow us to use their resources as far as like lighting in the black box goes or like their prop closet. We're allowed to like rent stuff from them. So anything that you use, like they just go back into it.
Further discussion on the budget. Right. And with that, we'll move into voting on budget. All those in favor of passing this for Rock Bottom Musicals, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Any abstentions? That's the budget. Passes. Next, we'll move on to committee updates. Are you doing student economic affairs? Perfect. Thank you.
So yeah, Hilly unfortunately can't be here today, but she just needed a quick update after the second meeting with Anson about yearbooks. Right now, he's trying to figure out cost estimates from different companies, also some different interested members about possibly joining a group that would make yearbooks, and then trying to figure out if there would be volunteers. That was the first she wanted to. The one was that she's going to talking to everyone from Kansas City, and Carol, I think, is going to come meeting her the meetings to about marketing.
Do you have any questions? All right.
So is Senate doing the yearbook then?
We're still looking.
I don't think when she talked about it, it was that they're looking at, like, alumni relations will hire student workers to be the...
So an alumni would do it.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be the Senate's going to be...
No, it's not the Senate's, or it'd be like a new student org if people wanted to make an own org, but it's not the Senate's book.
We won't be paying for it.
Health and housing?
Yeah, so we have Abby Lane on tomorrow about the potential loan, so tomorrow we'll read about that. And then also about the...
I've actually like collected emails, I think about 15 to 20 emails and responses from the restroom, so I can put those right in.
Questions for health and housing? And with that, we have a new public relations chair. This is, I guess you can say,
Barry Anderson. Something.
And you will be wanting to see your committee after the meeting so she can get contact info from you here on public relations chair. With that, don't have any more committee updates. We'll move into old business, and we have a constitutional amendment that will be on. We need to your wording. Are you on that?
Yeah. So I don't know how many of you remember, but back in first semester, we voted to consider the constitutional amendment to Article 3, Section 8 of the Constitution. That was basically looking at the way that we allocate senators and representatives to calls. And basically, the only area affected was off-campus because we thought that off-campus housing has as much representation as co-ed and complex, which are the most populated halls on campus, whereas off-campus are less population. And because we have the upcoming co-presidential election, the amendment will go up for a referendum in that same way. I wanted to just finalize the wording. We do basically have two options, and these can be friendlied beyond what they're at right now, but basically one of them just changes the wording of it altogether, and the other one adds an section C, talks about off-campus housing specifically because the residency numbers of the defaults won't really show that much because the number of rooms is off-campus housing, which I guess I have another question.
You guys all see that? It needs to be a little bit bigger. Senate technology chair.
Can you remind us what, like, the current largest halls are, where the number is at for 250?
If I remember correctly, the current largest halls are West was 190, the largest halls, were over
250. Go ahead and Plex, and was it, like, pretty close, or no?
Okay. And none of the other halls,
so like,
Plex was the next largest, and that's
how like you, sorry. You said the halls won't fluctuate that much, so I tend to think that option one is better just because it's more concise. It gets the same point across. So.
Discussion about the two different options.
I think we see because if the second option two is addition, so right now as it stands, the basic way that option B reads is that it says like these halls will be given. And then a bunch of halls. And then B says these halls will be given to representatives of ex-co-ed and off-campus. So this one, we would delete and off-campus housing from the end of point B and add in an option C. Because if we continue to have
any other discussion on the two options? Any changes? I guess we'll vote on option we'd like first, and then we'll vote on if we like finalized. So we'll move into votes. Those in favor of option one, say aye. Those in favor of option two, say aye.
Aye.
Option two it is. Then we'll look at option two, and then is there a discussion on wording if we like that discussion? I need to have another vote then.
Yeah.
Vote that. Now, this will be voted on in the election, presidential election. So, any other old business? Let's move to new business. Does anyone have any new business?
I don't have a specific charge, but it's something that I think that we should address. So there was talk about the CS coming to address the compensation changes that were made to compensation. And just to kind of make you all aware on the Senate that the CS population is, Joan S. is aware of this, which has millions of people in here, but it is something that has affected them a lot, including myself. So I think that it's important to know that if your constituents are saying opinions or feelings about the changes made, which is essentially that CFs no longer see free room. They'll have to pay $300 for the room, and there's going to be stuff in the weekly about it. Essentially, just encourage them to use their voice and take advantage of opportunities to make their voice heard, because I know that I, alongside several other CFs, all feel that it's important to start doing that more on this campus. If your constituents say anything about that,
anybody else have new business? Seeing done, we will move to announcements. Do we have any announcements? Yes, Emma's first in your
name. Presidential elections are coming up on March. I have made a sign-up document that we have to table for 10 hours. I'd like 10 people at the table at all times. And so we're all going to contribute to that. It's going to be fun. I made a sign-up. Please sign up.
Senator Shue.
Indoor conference for track and fields this weekend on Friday and Saturday at St. Olaf. So you should drive there and watch. See all those around circles for a long time.
I think we should all help the ethics committee with the elections. It's 10 hours, and we don't want ethics committee to be the only lower ranking. It's a big time commitment. Them and they obviously are part of all the other activities in school as well. So if you can help, half an hour help.
So, apparel, please email me by 9 o'clock tonight if you would like apparel, because I'm going to put that order in. Any other announcements?
We have an announcement. So we talked to the Board of Trustees over the trustee meeting was this Friday, and as you know, Senate cannot fund its own event. We accepted some donations over the Friday. We have enough funds to do things at the end, to be like the end of celebration, year-end celebration thing for Student Senate.
So let me rephrase it.
Hey, I don't want to say what she wanted to say. So
on your behalf,
you're not allowed to have an end of the year mid food thing, these two took advantage of being in front of the Board of Trustees, and they said to them, like, oh, it's such a sad thing that we can't have end of the year food thing. And so one board members got out of the checkbook and so that the Senate could have an end of the year food thing because these two were smooth enough to act.
What does that mean? What's an end of the year food thing?
Like a banquet.
Oh,
yes. We're gonna have like a banquet, some sort. Yes.
Can we dress up?
Yeah.
You'll have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're not welcome. Sorry. But yeah.
But.
I need to be more of the time.
Water.
Everybody's excited.
Yeah, you lost control. It's wild now.
But we just told them how grateful and how hard you work. So it'll be a time when we get chords too for graduation and some fun things. So thank you for all that you do. And with that, meeting adjourned.
Oh.
Sheila, did you forget out?